This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Members of the WHO mission team in China investigating the origins of the coronavirus pandemic visited a market Sunday known to be the distribution center for food to the entire city of Wuhan during the 76-day lockdown last year. The experts were seen surrounded by a large entourage of Chinese officials and representatives as they walked through sections of that market. The team with expertise in veterinarian virology, food safety, and epidemiology have already visited two hospitals that were the centers of the early outbreak. The U.S. is backing off for now on a plan to offer COVID-19 vaccinations to the 40 prisoners held at the detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. That's according to Pentagon Chief Spokesman John Kirby, saying in a tweet that the Defense Department will be pausing the plan to give the vaccinations to those held at Guantanamo while it reviews measures to protect troops who work there. The U.S. military announced earlier this month that it plans to offer the vaccine to prisoners as it vaccinates personnel at the detention center. The plan drew some criticism after reports that the vaccination of prisoners would start in the coming days. Thousands of people from Hong Kong are fleeing their hometown since Beijing imposed a draconian national security law on the territory last summer. Many say China's encroachment on their way of life and civil liberties has become unbearable, and they want to seek a better future for their children abroad. An exodus has begun to Britain, with many taking advantage of a new immigration pathway that would allow up to 5 million eligible Hong Kongers to live, work, and eventually settle in the UK.